With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The White House says it has the right to punish AP reporters over a naming dispute.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says there's no disputing Donald Trump's new name for the Gulf of Mexico.
It is a fact that the body of water off the coast of Louisiana is called the Gulf of America.
And she says news organizations that refuse to use that name are not telling the truth.
If we feel that there are lies being pushed by outlets in this room, we are going to hold those lies accountable.
The White House is barring Associated Press journalists from presidential events because the widely used AP style book continues to use the Gulf of Mexico. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio fully endorsing Israel's war aims in the Gaza Strip, saying Hamas must be eradicated. Rubio meeting earlier in the day with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Also at srnnews.com, House Republicans launching their budget plan out of committee, the first legislative step toward fulfilling the president's policy agenda. House GOP Whip Tom Emmer list some of the wasteful spending discovered at USAID by DOGE.
$20 million for a Sesame Street show in Iraq. $1.5 million to promote LGBT advocacy in Jamaica. $2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala. $1.5 million to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities.
Eight people have died in floodwaters in Kentucky. Officials say hundreds of people had to be rescued in the flash flooding. Meanwhile, much of the nation is facing bitter winter weather. The North Plains facing what one meteorologist calls life-threatening cold. This is SRN News. President Trump receiving high praise from some unexpected quarters.
Martina Navratilova was an iconic women's tennis champion. She's also an open lesbian, an LGBT activist, a Democrat, and a harsh critic of Mr. Trump. But she is cheering his executive order aimed at keeping men out of women's sports, saying the Democrats totally dropped the ball on this issue. And former Olympic champion Bruce Jenner, who's currently living as a woman, also says he supports the president on transgenderism in sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in some states pushing measures to crack down on abortion pills or penalize women who obtain abortions. Some of the efforts appear to be stalled this year. It's too early to tell whether others will gain momentum. Several states have banned abortion, but only Louisiana so far has classified certain abortion drugs as controlled dangerous substances. This is SRN News. The Bible, of course, tells us the story of Jonah and the whale. Now, a young man in Chile can certainly relate to Jonah. That in an episode quite amazing, not to mention frightening, but we will tell you it does have a very happy ending. Here's Ben Thomas.
Humpback whales, massive creatures but filter feeders, eating things like small fish. They do not prey on seals, dolphins, or humans, though it's not unheard of for one to end up in its mouth.
Claro, mucho terror.
Just ask Adrian Simancas. He was kayaking in the Strait of Magellan off Chilean Patagonia when a humpback breached. Mouth wide open, and in went Adrian, who thought he'd been eaten and swallowed. All in front of his father, Dell, who had a camera running, as the whale spat him right back out in a matter of seconds, unhurt. I'm Ben Thomas.
And more details at srnnews.com.